My dear brothers and sisters, this Sunday is nicknamed Good Shepherd Sunday because of the beautiful image that Jesus gives us in the gospel. He is the shepherd who has come to care for us. Now, when I think about motherhood, I think there's a fair amount of shepherding that goes on there. How many times I see some of our young families trying to corral the little ones and get them moving in the right direction. Sometimes it's just that the little ones aren't paying attention. They're oblivious to what mom is trying to accomplish and how she's trying to lead them, and so they just aren't with the program. Other times it's curiosity about something over there that leads them away from where mom is trying to shepherd them. And sometimes it's just plain obstinacy, that no, I'm going to do my own thing. So thank you, moms, for all you do to shepherd your families. We know it isn't easy. Holy Mother Church also shepherds us and faces some of those same challenges. How is it that sometimes you and I can be in our own world doing our own thing and not paying attention to what God may be asking of us? Other times it's curiosity about something out there in the world that fascinates us, and we're going to go that direction and leave behind what God has offered to us. And sometimes it's just plain stubbornness, rebellion. No, I'm going to do things my way. Holy Mother Church tries to shepherd us in the truth. And the truth is not always popular. Moms have to tell kids things that they don't like to hear. It starts with simple things like, it's bedtime. But I don't want to. It's bedtime. You need your rest. Maybe it's eat your vegetables, but I don't want to. It's good for you. Moms tell us simple truths all through life, but we don't always want to hear those truths. We don't always have the capacity to recognize truth when it's presented to us. We have to grow. We have to mature in order to recognize truth. And Jesus wants to shepherd his disciples through Holy Mother Church in the truth right now of the beauty and dignity of motherhood. You know, it used to be that whenever we here in this nation would want to say something about what is best, what is most wholesome about our country, we would say, that's as American as mom and apple pie. All right? Now, I don't know why it wasn't chocolate, but anyway, mom we can all agree on. That's as American as mom and apple pie. That stood for everything good and wholesome and wonderful in our nation. But sadly, somewhere along the way, we have lost that recognition of the beauty of motherhood. There are many wonderful advances that have happened. There are things where women have so many opportunities now that they didn't have before, where they can use their talents and have wonderful careers. But sometimes that has been held up to disparage women who stay at home and have motherhood as their full-time occupation. Sometimes we haven't recognized that those women in the workplace are holding down two full-time jobs. That in the workplace and that at home, which still needs all of their energy. Sometimes we haven't recognized how motherhood is something essential. And instead, too often, too many people have decided that not only do I want to be the master of how I live my life, I want to be the master of life itself. And we hijack what you shouldn't need a catechism to understand, what a simple course in biology would explain to you, scientific truths about how God created the human person, truths that are reflected in our bodies. And yet, we reject those truths. We reject an openness to life. We reject a complementarity between man and woman. We reject God as creator. We have a better plan. Stay out of it, God. Or, God, you made a mistake here, but I'm going to take matters into my own hands and I'm going to fix it. No. The Good Shepherd wants to lead us away from those dangers. Holy Mother Church wants to comfort us amidst all of this confusion and reassure us of the truths that used to be universally accepted, not on the basis of religion, but of common sense. Truths which still are so widely accepted around the world, but that we in our pride and progress, we think we know better. And how has it worked out for us? Look around our society and see the brokenness and pain. This is the bad fruit of having turned away from God's plan. So much suffering that our willfulness has unleashed upon the world because we don't want to accept the truth about life, the truth about the dignity and beauty of motherhood. And unless you have been on retreat all this past week, or perhaps just emerged out of a submarine, you would know that the headlines have been all about a decision the Supreme Court has forthcoming, which has a lot to do with life and motherhood. And this leak about this decision has caused a lot of consternation. It has unveiled for us the fractures in our society and the confusion in our thinking. Why is it that when a friend comes to us and says, I'm pregnant, we smile and we congratulate and at every, say, can I feel the baby kick and all of that? It's a moment of joy. But if a woman comes and says, I'm going to have an abortion, we say, oh, well, that's your right. How is it that the attitude of the mother determines whether that's a real human life or not? No. That child has an existence and a life which is dependent upon the mother, but which is independent in its goodness and in its sanctity. It should not depend on a mother's attitude, whether we all of a sudden say, well, that's just a clump of tissues that can be flushed, or that's a child that we're going to welcome. Our attitudes don't determine reality. And for too long, our attitudes have determined laws which are contrary to reality, contrary to God, the Creator, contrary to the good of our society, and we have paid a terrible price for it. Motherhood is beautiful, but it isn't easy. So in upholding the sanctity of life, we also want to be ready to help mothers who are in need, those who are struggling. We want to be able to offer them encouragement and all of the practical, necessary, concrete helps they need to welcome a child and to raise that child. We have to be pro-life from the moment of conception, consistently all the way to natural death. But why is it then that things that you and I, those of us who are of a certain age, were raised in a society that accepted these things, have now become so controversial, have become unpopular? My dear brothers and sisters, we don't want to be shepherded. We want to make of ourselves gods. I get to determine what's good or evil. I get to be the master of my life. But we need a shepherd. We need the love of Mother Church to lead us away from that which is contrary to our good, that which is harmful to us. We need to be led away from our selfishness and self-indulgence to find the beauty of God's plan. We need the sacrifices that every vocation has in order to be stretched out of that selfishness, stretched to spiritual greatness. You and I have been created for greatness and nothing less. You and I have been created in God's own image and likeness. Let's not repudiate that image. Let's not think we have a better idea to reshape our identity. My dear brothers and sisters, our nation stands at a difficult crossroads right now. It will be our prayer, our love, and our firm witness to the truth that assists our nation through this difficult moment. Motherhood is worth celebrating. Motherhood is worth defending. Motherhood is an essential part of God's plan and not something that we can cast aside. This day, Mother's Day, was created to honor all of the sacrifices that mothers make, to express gratitude to them for those sacrifices. So let us be sure, both in our own relationships, to say thank you to our mothers, but also to stand ready to help each and every mother to live out her vocation, to do it with our support. Moms support us in so many ways. Let's be ready to support them. And let's bring the light of Christ, the Good Shepherd, to the confusion of our society, that once again we may understand the beauty, the dignity, the sanctity of life and motherhood.